The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday, 26 June, 2020. You got less than 2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, to sign up with Dan Sutterfield. Here is... Mike, why am I looking at this and the numbers are not on the story? Special RBN offer, front site. Where's the man's numbers? Where's his phone numbers? What? It was up there before. There we go. Thank you. All right. Here's Dan Sutterfield's number. First, let me give you his email. You got about 2 weeks on this one, folks, and then the train's pulling out for good. DomeDan, DomeDan, at hotmail.com. His cell number is 573-465-2356. That number again, 573-465-2356. And his email, DomeDan, DomeDan, at hotmail.com. If you've got an inkling, you should contact this guy and talk to him. Follow your instinct and make the call. Send the email. Make contact. Do it now so you can reserve yourself a spot here. It doesn't mean in the next 2 weeks you got to buy the membership and be out there. No, get the membership. Go at your leisure. You know, it's the hot months now, folks. You know, where the coronavirus doesn't really do that well. But it's the heat. In the summertime, they only have nighttime classes. I think they resume with the daytime classes in September when things start to cool down out there outside of Vegas. So call Dan today. I am not telling you this because it's just a neat way to drum up funds for the network. It's got a double duty, folks. It supports the network, but it supports the militia that needs to be trained up to a standard in this country that has not been trained before. Are you starting to get the picture? I don't want to go into a lot of detail, okay? But there's some pretty sharp cookies that listen to this network, and I think you hear what I'm saying. Act on it. Make the contact. Email this man or call him. And again, cell number 573-465-2356 or email domedan domedan@hotmail.com. Folks, and if you've forgotten, I have a little history and background with the militias here in this country. Me and this other guy in Michigan, we decided to travel to 38 out of the 50 states at the request of people that brought us in. How the hell do you set up a militia? We showed them. I was paying more attention not to the tactical and the, you know, the arming and the supply side. I was there for security. I would talk to these individuals, tell them how to spot people that were trying to set them up. And we were hip deep and fed wannabes or whatever. Didn't matter. These guys worried about that. I said, you got nothing to worry about. You stick to the unorganized militia. We have the legal right to arm and train. Do not step outside of that. Do not talk to anybody about buying bazookas, RPGs, making bombs, anything else. Do not do it. And to their credit, most of the groups we talked to, they did exactly that. My job was operational security by not violating federal law and giving these asshats a reason to haul you in and rake you over the coals. It went pretty well, and it will go well again if people are going to pay attention. I just want to scream that for the next 45 minutes. I know it'll piss a lot of people off, but you know what? Now, this thing about the spikes and the testing, oh yeah, they're continuing, oh yeah. Yeah, they're using tests for COVID that is 50 to 80% inaccurate. For the people that do test, oh, well, you've got the coronavirus. Everybody has it. I got news for you. Everybody has it. Whether you're going to die from it, that's the issue. This has been no more deadly than any other flu this country has ever seen. As a matter of fact, with all of their hype, it's got to be rather embarrassing for them. I think the official numbers is 112,000 dead in this country. In what? 6 months? Well, that's a pandemic. If that's a pandemic, I'll take a pandemic every year. What I can't deal with is your bureaucratic nonsense. You know nothing. And you're just following the advice of who? Well, this advice is being put out to corporations. I don't care if you're an NFL owner, Major League Baseball owner, soccer. I don't care who and what you are. And corporation after corporation, even Chick-fil-A has signed up to support Black Lives Matter. Hello. You just undid the goodwill people showed you when the asshats went after you before. And now you're just going to jump right on in and you're going to join the propaganda. Congratulations. New U.S. cases hit single-day record. Texas, Florida, and closing bars amid surge. Yeah. As the U.S. hits new record for daily coronavirus cases. Now, you see they're calling these cases. Let's just skip the crap here. Let's get down to the significant developments of the day from Propaganda Central. One day after pausing additional efforts to reopen Texas, Governor Greg, I really am disabled upstairs, Abbott, on Friday, today, announced another round of restrictions, including closing bars and limiting restaurant occupancy. And in Florida, bars on Friday were prohibited from allowing alcohol consumption. What are you going to do when your police departments show up and they're not there to enforce anything? What are you going to do then? The Coronavirus Task Force will have its first public meeting in almost 2 months at the Department of Health and Human Services. It will be led by Task Force Head Vice President Mike Pence. please, Donald, dump this douchebag. Sorry, ladies, but he needs to. He's the one that brought in Fauci and the female doctor. The Trump administration on Thursday urged the Supreme Court to overturn the Affordable Care Act, the same day the government reported that nearly 500,000 people lost their health insurance during the economic shutdown to slow the spread of COVID-19. If the court agrees with the administration, some 20 million Americans could lose their health coverage, and protections for people with pre-existing health conditions also would be put at risk. We're all being put at risk, period, because this health care system in this country has gone south. Breaking from earlier guidance, the CDC said yesterday that pregnant women may be at increased risk for severe illness from COVID-19. And where's their information coming from on that? They have none. They're throwing this stuff out there to scare the crap out of you. If you're of childbearing age, I think that puts you below 60. And hopefully above 20. Guess who's not getting and dying from the coronavirus? Yeah. These women have healthy immune systems. They're creating little children inside of their bodies. And their bodies are doing the job of which God intended it to do, to fight off virus and bacteria and all that other bad stuff. Ugh. Joe Biden said yesterday that if he becomes president, he would do everything possible to make it required that people had to wear masks in public. You know, I got photos from people showing the cautionary stuff on these boxes of masks. It's not intended to stop coronavirus. It is not. The warnings are on the packages. This does nothing. This has no effect on transmission of COVID-19. It's right there on the boxes, but we got the asshats out there telling everybody, you got to wear a mask, you got to wear a mask. And now it's starting to come out that that's actually deficient. It sets up a scenario that you're kind of oxygen deficient. Instead of the 21% breathing that's in the atmosphere, you're down around 16, 17%. Yeah, keep wearing that mask, driving around in your car, nobody else in it. Just you, your stupid self driving, and your stupid mask on. What the hell? What are you trying to protect the car? Or is the car going to infect you? I don't know. But what is wrong with you? Is everybody asleep today? Phone still working? How did people be grabbing for the phones? Evidently not. Today's stats, according to the liars in chief, worldwide infections have surpassed 9.6 million. With more than 2.4 million in the United States. Out of that 2.4 million, folks, they're saying it's 124,000 deaths. Last time I checked the news today, it was 112. And you can just about take half of those right off of the stat sheet. Pat in Florida. Go ahead, Pat.
Yes. Oh, wow, John, you are speaking to my heart and my soul about, you know, waking up. I called in the other day about that Celeste Salaam and Dr. Evil. What I want you to look at, if you would, and I'm going to make it as brief as I can, is the World Economic Forum. World Economic Forum. There's a link. You press the COVID-19. This is an entire AI, artificial intelligence system, which is like a sun, a whole bunch of spikes all around it, that goes more than 250 levels deep, updated in real time about all the information that's being gathered, and the testing that's being done is testing your blood. vulnerabilities of different ethnicities and all these other ways that they're targeting and plans from every possible aspect of life, social defense, legal, this, that, police. It is so sophisticated. And you have to join to get into those deeper levels. But there's articles that reference articles to videos. And then you go one more level deeper in only one prong. This is so sophisticated, John.
It's been worked on.
I'm not afraid.
Pat, it's been worked on for a very, very, very long time.
Very, very long time.
I mean,
a single woman, I'm not terrified.
At Jackson Hole, this past August, last year, they were talking about the economic reset then. They were talking about, and they were real hesitant about...
And reset doesn't just mean like restarting your computer.
Yeah. And they were talking about resetting the economy. Things are not going to be going as smoothly as everybody would like or would imagine. No, they have hooked up the World Health Organization, our government, or at least portions of it.
Not just the World Health, it's World Economic Forum.
Yes, yeah. Well, my point, Pat, is they're all in together. If that's not collusion and racketeering, I don't know what is.
Right.
And that's
Dr. Evil guy. He's one of these neurological weapon experts.
All right, Pat. I thank you for your call.
So a lot of
thank you. Jeannie in Colorado. Hello, Jeannie. What? Janine.
Good evening, John.
Janine. Sorry about that.
That's okay. How are you this evening, John?
I don't know. How do I sound?
You sound like Don.
Okay. Let that suffice.
Okay. I'm in my late 50s,
mm-hmm.
and my dad was a Korean War vet who vehemently hated communism. And he was a firearms collector, and it wasn't something my mother agreed with, so when he died, she liquidated everything he had for pennies on the dollar to fight him.
Not the first time, Janine, I've heard that story.
Well, I'm like my dad. So, you know, I live hundreds of miles away, and that's how that is. So I'm in Colorado, and, you know, years ago my dad told me, he said he believed that if there were a takeover that were to occur, that they would want the breadbasket, and he encouraged me to get out of the Great Plains and move further toward the mountains. So I did that quite some time ago, and I have a farm out here in Colorado. The one thing that has really irked me about the situation that's going on with these communists, and it is a communist insurrection.
It is.
It's gone on inside of our cities. I'm thinking about the rest of the world that does not have, you know, gun rights, where there are countries where people don't have any firearms.
You know what we call them? Easy pickings.
Well, we're just as bad, because we've got, last I heard, and you hear these different numbers, you don't know, but 400 million firearms here in the United States, the largest, I think when I spoke with him a long time ago, Jordan Maxwell stated that this was the largest armed civilian encampment in the entire world.
Well, and let me just give you, by extension, an example. They've got 30,000 registered hunters in Michigan that can pick a dingleberry off a gnat's butt at a couple of hundred yards.
And we are the laughingstock of the entire world right now, because we allow a communist insurrection to go on in our cities, and our people are so scared to just sit on their couches trembling.
Janine, hang on here a second. I got to take a break, but who's the people that are laughing? I'm not quite understanding who are the ones that are laughing, because you're listening from chuckles from a dead man. Death rattles. That's all I hear. Hang on, Janine. I got to take this 3-minute break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443 is the call in.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. Janine, you still there?
I am.
Okay. So Mama got rid of your daddy's gun collection, and I'm sure you had to go out and make your own purchase, seeing as how she dumped all of them.
I did.
Yeah, your connection is terrible. Can you get to the highest point of where you're at?
I'm sorry about that. A storm is brewing just west of me, so can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead.
I got really close to the computer. We live out here on an organic farm. We've already spoken with many of our neighbors. We are about an hour and a half from Denver. And everyone that we have spoken to out here in our rural area is ready at the drop of the hat should the wrong vehicle start coming down the roads.
Okay, you faded on me again. Say that again, Janine.
I'm sorry. I believe that most of our neighbors are ready at the drop of a hat should the wrong kind of vehicles with the wrong kind of people start coming into our rural area.
Okay.
And I don't believe they would hesitate. I don't believe they would stand out in the road and wave their firearms in the air to try to scare somebody. I don't believe they would behave that way. I think it would just be on. We are aware that there had been some threats against farmers, especially white farmers and white ranchers.
Mm.
And
out here where I live, no one's going to tolerate it. They're not going to threaten anybody. They're not going to give them a chance to leave. They're just going to deal with it.
And that's what I'm trying to avoid, because once that starts, there's no stopping it.
No, and I think if my dad were alive, he would have probably already been there.
This is something this country has never seen before. We have limited assets. We know what is going on. And I have been telling people in the militia, hold back. Hold back. Do not respond to this, because this is the whole point of pulling the statues down, doing all these egregious, in-your-face stuff that's supposed to make you red with anger. Well, it might make you angry, but that's just a statue. That's not a live human being. That's not you. That's not me. They're trying to provoke people into confrontations, and now these people are starting to arm themselves. So when they start shooting, the other side's going to shoot back, and then we're off and running. And if
and our side looks at it in terms of just how far do you lay down and let them stomp you?
No, the stomping has all been pre-planned. What I'm suggesting to you, Janine, is we've got to ride out this wave of their BS, because this was designed to entice the more trigger happy, should I say, or the more pissed off. I've had enough of this. That's enough for me. I'm going to war. No. Please. Not.
Well, John, how far do you let them take your daughter out and rape her, you know, out and
Janine, when this comes to a situation like that, lady, you got to do what you got to do.
Yep.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with that. We're talking in generalities here. We're talking about the entire country, just not Janine out on her organic farm outside of Denver, Colorado. We're speaking to a lot of people right now. When it comes down to your personal safety or your family's, that's your judgment call, and you got to do what you got to do. What I'm talking about is on a nationwide scale, a national scale. Because Antifa wants nothing more than what they've been doing for the last couple of years in this country to foment the violence that they're looking for. And what is starting
to happen... I agree that a statue is just a statue. But when it comes to people's homes, when it comes to their families, when it comes to their livestock and things like that going on, these folks that have been doing this rioting and burning and whatnot in the cities,
they're not really putting it past them to fire
on our lives.
Yeah, but trust me on this one. You ever heard the old adage, safety in numbers? They hide among the Black Lives Matter. They're getting aid from some very scurrilous people to pull this stuff off. And it's all been centered in the cities. We've heard the threats as well, Janine, that, you know, well, we're going to go out in the rural, and we're going to take white farmers down. Yeah, okay, this ain't Africa. This ain't South Africa. This is the United States. We got a lot of people that are armed to the teeth that plan on protecting their loved ones and their own property, and God help you if you transgress. They're not going to do that, because at that point in time, they are by themselves, they're open targets. You're not going to see 200 Antifa people rolling down your road outside of Colorado, Janine. I can guarantee you that.
Well, we had a lady that lives about 25 miles south of us, was in her vehicle with her children. And, you know, they're the kind of vehicles that operate in the city aren't really the kind of vehicles that people in my area have.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like Cadillac Escalade and things like that. People out in my area don't really drive those types of vehicles very much.
Right.
But this lady was fired on in her vehicle with her children. And all of us suggested that she get a firearm and hold, and if she's got her children in the vehicle, you've got to be armed to protect yourself.
Yeah. In instances like that, protecting human life, yeah, all bets are off. But I was talking in more broader terms, Janine. I thank you for your call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back. Mike in Brazil. Hello, Mike.
Hi, John. Good to hear you. I haven't called in for a while. Let me just say this. These people, they call themselves Antifa or Black Lives Matter. They're one of the same communist faction, okay? People don't know what communism really is. I can tell you what communism is in a few words. First of all, under communism, there is no such thing as an individual right. Okay, there is no such thing.
It's collective permission.
That's what they call it, collective rights. Mm-hmm. Problem is that the collective is made up of individuals. So if you don't have individuals, then you don't have a collective. Therefore, you have no rights. So it's a fallacy. Mm-hmm. And talking about these people defacing and desecrating our monuments, our culture, our tradition, everything this country ever stood for is being completely obliterated. You know what I would do with them? I would hire 3 charter airplanes the size of a jumbo 747 with 400 seats, what a 380 Airbus, and pack them all inside and ship them back to wherever the hell they came from, because they come to the United States crossing the river, mm-hmm. Putting their lives in danger, only to come to a country which they later call as being racist, misogynist, and xenophobic. And fine, if they think that the United States is racist, why are they coming here? I'm talking about the United States. I live in Brazil. But why do they keep flocking to our shores? What is their problem? I mean, they come here, and the next thing coming out of their mouth is that we're all racist, and black power, and Mexican power, and you know, what have you.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I said, these people are really mentally deranged. Their mission is to destroy the Constitution of the United States, John. This is their objective. The United States is the only country in the world, and I can vouch for that with my life, that has a Bill of Rights in the Constitution. There is no, in Brazil, you know how many pages the Constitution of Brazil has? Over 500 pages. You count the pages in our Constitution, you tell me how many pages you come up with, okay? And you won't believe the Constitution of Brazil, what it has in it. You'll probably think it's coming out of George Orwell. Okay, straight verbatim from George Orwell. Everything is guaranteed, 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 meaning the government is guaranteeing you these rights. Well, if the government can guarantee you these rights, then they can take them away just the same way they gave them to you. So that's what I would do. I would take all these communists, because they are communists, make no mistake about it. I've been saying this for the last 25 years, John. But back in the 1990s, I was talking to friends in college, and I said, these people running the country are communists, closet communists, and their ultimate objective is the destruction, complete destruction of our Constitution, because this is the only thing that is in their way of achieving their agenda.
That's okay? Right.
Because think about it. How many armed people do we have in this country? We have, what, 330 million people, out of which maybe one-third are elderly, children, unable to keep and bear arms, and the rest of them are full able-bodied people who can handle firearms efficiently.
And Mike, I can let you go on, and you got a lot to say. We should call in more often, but the latest wave here, yeah, there's been another spike in firearms and ammunition sales. But guess who they went to? It wasn't people that already had the firearms that was stocking up with more. These are first-time gun buyers. The FBI was nearly knocked off their little stool when they started to see the numbers coming in and who's buying weapons now. These weapons were already supposed to have been gone, my friend. We were already supposed to have national health care. We were supposed to have all this in place, which would have made the COVID-19 pandemic go much, much smoother than what it has. It has failed. It has failed miserably.
I know. I'm listening to the show every day, religiously so, okay? I just don't call in because most of the people make my point. So this is a long-distance call, so I don't want to shed more money than I have.
I understand.
But I'm up to date that the gun sales went up, and that's a very good sign that means people are waking up to the situation.
Mike, if you've been listening to this program, then you do know we've mapped this all out, where the funds are coming from, who these people are, who they're acting in concert with, and where is our vaunted FBI? Where are they?
The FBI is a crooked criminal organization. They should be prosecuted under RICO statutes. Because what they do is a gigantic criminal syndicate, John. Come on, look at it.
Yep.
Hillary Clinton is still walking around on book signing tours. This guy, George Soros, is very comfortable upstate in New York, okay? And we're guarded by half a dozen armed guards while he's behind
ourselves. Mike, you shouldn't have told me that. That's all the guards he has? Okay. Whoops.
No, that's a conservative estimate.
I got you.
That's a conservative estimate. I bet he's
Mike, it's funny you should mention that, because I was just thinking today, I'm not joking with you, not one iota. I was thinking today, wonder who's going to be teaming up here with Bill Gates or hiding in their hidey holes. because the heat's being turned up. The facts about this is coming out, and these people, they're going to be left flapping in the wind. And I don't even think that they know that. They think that they're entrenched enough that they're valuable asset that won't be done away with. These clowns throw leaders of countries under the bus. They don't care.
That's what the high officials that under Stalin thought. And they all ended up with a bullet in the back of their heads. Okay? Stalin himself shot a few of them, okay?
Yeah.
Whom he perceived as being traitors to his cause. And he killed a pretty good number of people, okay? Mm. And Kaganovich was one of the commissars, high commissars. He also ended up with a bullet in the back of his head, okay? So these people who think that just because of their status, their money, they're going to be left alone, they're sadly mistaken.
Yeah.
They won't. They're going to go after them with both barrels, John.
Anything
me, I can give you...
Yeah. Anything, Mike, that's
yes,
not
sir,
bolted down or kept out of their sight, they plan on confiscating it. They plan on taking it.
John, the problem is this, the United States is facing a very, very dangerous situation. I mean, it's like a powder keg ready to explode. You have George Soros on one side inciting, financing, and organizing these groups of terrorists, and I don't know why they're not in jail, because I heard on Mike Rivera's show that Donald Trump declared Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. So my question is, why is this guy still walking around?
Well, and if you, and Mike, and if you've heard me before, I was not in favor of calling Antifa a terrorist organization, because it's the dream of the engineers of this that they eliminate both the extreme left, which are the communists, socialists, whatever. And in their minds, and even in Greg Hunter and this doctor or whatever pushing the food here, the clip I played, oh, it's the far right. They're out to eliminate both ends of that spectrum. This is what they've been trying to do, is have each other cancel each other out. All the crimes that are being committed by Antifa and Black Lives Matter or anybody else for that matter, you know, what did I catch the Detroit news running yesterday? Oh, yeah, down at NASCAR, it was confirmed, that was a real noose. Well, even the FBI come out and said, wait a minute, all the garages there have the same noose, it's a handhold to pull the garage doors down. But yet the communist Detroit news ran it as if, oh, well, there's a legitimate story here, backing up that this black guy down here was being threatened. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
We have the same thing here. You have a noose to pull down the garage door. I have one here. That doesn't mean I want to hang a black man because of that damn noose.
Well, and
it makes it easier to pull down the gate.
And Mike, believe it or not, in the thing that passed out of the House today by the Democrats, they're making lynching a felony. Wait a minute. Lynching somebody was already
a felony.
It's called murder.
Yes, that's right. It's called murder.
Hey, Mike, I hate to do this, but I got to let you go. I got loaded banks here.
All right, I'll call another time, John. Okay, I love your show, okay? Keep it going.
Please do, Mike. It's always a pleasure to hear from
you. I'll call back.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Thomas in San Francisco. You there, Thomas?
Oh, yes, I am, John. By the way, since you knew AJ, I got another question besides the AJ thing. What was Alex Jones like in real life since you were his boss?
I was never his boss. Where'd you get that?
I thought you owned Genesis.
Well, if you're talking about Republic Radio International back in the day, this is when I first learned that he had a show down here, a Saturday show in Austin, Texas. He sent me one of the shows. I listened to it. I thought, you know what? This kid's got something. I'm going to put him up. I put him up on a bird that now everybody nationally can get him. Okay? But I was never really his boss per se, because I never did with Alex Jones. I don't do with the current talk show host on Republic Broadcasting Network. I don't tell them what to do, what to say, how to function, any of that stuff. But you're going back many years, my friend.
You never owned Genesis?
No, I never owned Genesis. I owned Republic Radio International, which Ted Anderson bought and turned it into Genesis Communications. I founded that network.
Okay, that's okay. Thanks for clarifying that.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any good Alex Jones stories?
Why would Thomas? Why would you ask me about that? What? Just to drop some dirt to have some giddy ha-has? What? What's the point?
I don't know. I mean, I don't dislike him as much as you do. I mean, I think he's whatever.
He tried to destroy my network. I was down to two talk show hosts and no advertisers. I was stripped bare, and I fought to build it back up.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, another...
yeah.
Okay. Very good. I can see that's not a good topic to talk about.
No sugar.
Okay. Hey, I got another question for you, since you probably have, you're probably knowledgeable about this. What happened to Matt Drudge? Why is he like all of a sudden, left leaning all of, like on a flip of a dime? It's like, wow.
Because I think he perceives he's going with the winning side. That's why.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, John, thank you very kindly.
Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate your call. Yeah, I could give you a million Alex Jones stories, but what would be the point? I wish the guy would just up and move out of Texas. I wish he'd move to Israel and take his damn... Nah. Tom in Florida, go ahead. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, good day, John. How are you doing today? The caller, Justine and Mike, they were very great callers, very good points. John, you did say something interesting. That you got to keep your powder dry for another 6 months at least. But if this idiot Biden does get in there, John, I think all things are off the table. His cards are off the table as far as you can't keep the powder dry anymore.
Well, before that happens, Tom, we won't have an election. I mean, we just won't have an election. You know, present day, the Democrats are losing the blacks and the Latinos in this country. They're losing them rapidly. And the Democrats keep pushing this guy, this old fart that his mind's half gone. And they're hoping that they're going to gain some traction by maybe a good vice presidential candidate with him. But Donald Trump is going to wipe the floor with this dude. And everybody knows it. This is why when I get people's jaws flapping about how bad Donald Trump is, I tell them to check themselves. As a matter of fact, there's a story I want to do, so I'm going to cut you short here. Make your points, and I got to clear the deck.
No, John, I just wanted to say I kind of have to agree with you, but I'm just trying to let people know. To a couple of callers, with a gun, you're a citizen, without a gun, you're a subject. That was John Adams' famous saying in his inaugural. And, you know, what's going to happen here with this, like this Antifa and the Black Lives Matter, I call them the Bolshevik Lives Matter or Black Looters Matter, whatever, how you want to pronounce it. Look, if you got a black guy that's going around saying for the leadership of the Black Lives Matter, the cities are going to burn. Can you imagine if that was a white leader that said that? The FBI, the military, you'd have them arrested already.
Yeah, the double standards are glaring, yeah.
They're glaring. And you know what, John, people have got to remember, a lot of your callers got to remember, we are still the majority. The majority is going to start ruling soon here, hopefully. We have the minority, that's like I told everybody, the asphalt is telling the gasoline what to do. And it ain't going to happen much longer.
Yeah.
It ain't.
By the way, the Trump administration's stance on Syria and Bashar al-Assad goes against what everybody was expecting here. He's pretty much come out and say, why should we get rid of Bashar al-Assad? I don't want the guy out of office. Do you know how many neocons he's just pissed off by doing that?
Good.
Everybody keeps telling me how bad Trump is. Okay, I wished I could crawl inside the head of Donald Trump and take up residency. Things would be a little bit different. Different choices would be made. I would do things a little bit differently. But he is the president of the United States, and I keep telling people he's not a bad guy. He's making mistakes. I can see that. Everybody else can. But there are things that he's doing that he pledged he was going to do, and he's getting so much resistance, he's barely getting these things accomplished. Donald Trump or anybody else that was Republican in the White House, they would have to be gotten rid of because the Marxists want to take over, and they're not going to countenance anything that has the smell or even the whiff of a little bit of conservatism to it. That's just not going to happen. You're seeing a cultural and political flip being attempted in this country.
I agree, John. I'm going to say this, John. I'll let you go. Donald Trump needs to come out on national TV, on all the networks if he's possible, or on the radio, and point out that 25 white males were murdered by cops or shot by cops, and only 10 blacks. But all of a sudden, and the blacks are only 13% of the population.
Yeah, and Mike, how these cops are operating, it's how they've been trained, how they've been allowed to run the entire length of their leash, and then some.
Correct.
We can go back to these Israelis training the badged ones in this country to do the dynamic entry or kneel on the guy's neck to gain control of him or whatever the case may be. These cops need to be reined in, and they need to be retrained. And there's a lot of people that are against the idea of having ex-servicemen in the positions of being police officers because their job was never peace. It was war. They were the instrument of war. So you put them on the streets, gin them up, keep them all twittered out. They have the force continuum. People are going to die. But these people need to be retrained and reined in.
Yep, John, you're right. And John, I ought to say this. Joe, sleepy, creepy Joe Biden is going to pick a black socialist communist woman for his VP. Remember I told you that. She will be a Bolshevik communist. I guarantee it. You'll see.
Well, good luck to the Democrat Party because their days are numbered in this country. I
pray you're right.
All right, Tom, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, John. I know time is short, so I'll just cut to the chase real quick. I'm glad you had Catherine Austin Fitz on there for even 20 minutes because it was very good. And, you know, to me, she solidified what I think a lot of people have been thinking, that COVID is just a cover for a financial reset.
That's all that it is, and that's what I said. If Wayne, if people remember, that's what I said at the outset of this COVID crap. I said, this ain't nothing but, and I watched the money. I told Steve, I said, Steve, I want to kind of white paper this thing. And then I watched where the money was going and why it was going there. And all I've done, and I've been proven correct on it, but I'm not up here, you know, waving the flag and look at me, look at me, look at me. I was right. I've been right about a lot of stuff.
Exactly. And again, the key thing was, I don't know, and you probably felt the same way, I never really believed Trump when he said, well, two smart people came in my office and said that 1 or 2 million people will die and we got to shut the country down, you know. Anybody with half a brain would know that Trump, with all his experience, would double, triple, quadruple check what he was being told. I think after one look at Fauci, he said, man, there's no way I'm going to believe this little gnome. So anyway, so
well, and,
that's
and,
what I'm saying.
And you've noticed, Wayne, it's not been solidarity from the White House. You keep getting these communiques cross-purposing and, you know, what's the deal with Fauci? Why does Trump have... That was Mike Pence. Mike Pence marched his little scraggly compromise butt right into the White House.
Exactly.
You know,
and then real quick too, John, yeah. What I find astounding here in this current wave of COVID is that if we hark back, and you know this too, that, you know, the figures, the original figures are way off on how many people were going to die.
Mm-hmm.
That scarf lady, Dr. Birx, admitted they were inflating the figures with COVID, you know. They were counting people who had heart issues and diabetes and all
right,
that.
Right.
And then number three, these hospitals were, you know, they were yanked away from doing any elective surgeries. They had no revenue coming in.
Nothing.
So that was another reason to inflate the figures. So
well, but it was the other reason. But hold on here. It was another reason, Wayne, to follow the mandates, because we're the people that have the money for you. This is why you're going to get $39,000 for putting somebody on a respirator. They had run their business out of their hospitals, and there they've got the hand out to take the government money. Along with that government money, here's the string. You got to do as we say.
Exactly. Nobody's questioning it. Governors, mayors, I mean, city council, nobody is questioning shutting down these cities and killing thousands of businesses and and probably tens of thousands of jobs. It's unbelievable.
Wayne, do you see why it was important for somebody like Ducey to file this racketeering lawsuit against the governor and the mayor of Austin?
Absolutely.
I mean, because that's what this is. You peel back all the glitz and the glamour and the screen wipes and all the BS that's been put out there. This is nothing more than racketeering.
Yep.
And they plan on taking people's lives.
Yep. I'll let you go, John, so you get your story in.
Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate it. By the way, Black Lives Matter founder Patrice Cullors, I find that interesting. Cullors. Cullors, not colors, callers. Confirmed that, she's a trained Marxist. And Alicia Garza, the same thing. They're now admitting, we were trained by the Marxist. Excuse me. If you're black and you don't like this country, go to Africa. The communists have taken over there, and they're down there killing whites right and left. You want to enjoy yourself? Go to Africa. But get the hell out of my country. Go. John in Michigan. We got about 4 minutes, John.
Hello, John. Hey, on this COVID stuff, I was looking online, and Mike Pompeo, him and his wife got... They were accused of using funds inappropriately for their personal use. But anyway, so I went to the State Department's website, and on the COVID stuff, I ran across COVID and what the State Department's doing. And here's what it says. It says, this is the beginning of the thing, of their COVID response. Through the American people's generosity and the U.S. government action, United States continues to demonstrate global leadership in the face of COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
The American people have given more than $10 billion that will benefit global COVID-19 response, and we will continue to ensure that the substantial U.S. funding and scientific efforts on this front remain a central and coordinated part of the worldwide effort against COVID-19.
Fueling the fire to burn your house down. Here, let me give you some matches. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. But they've been giving money to the Asians, South America, Africa, and it's all to buy their governments off.
Oh, by the way, the IMF chief today said, and I forget her name, it's the new one, she said that, these tranches from the government to, we've got to step up the effort of giving them more money. Yeah. Yeah. Big surprise. Wonderful. John, thanks for your call. I appreciate you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. All right. That'll do it for us today, folks. Give Dan Sutterfield a call. Please do this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not doing this just for the hell of it. I'm doing it so you can learn and in turn teach others. We're going to need everybody on deck. Call them at 573-465-2356 or email them at domedan@hotmail.com. Please support this network, folks. Make donations. Keep up the fight because we don't plan on going anywhere. The only way we're going to go anywhere is if we're flat out of money and we cannot broadcast anymore. Are you going to let that happen?
Worst you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.